I'm Mark Bayshore. Last Friday, we aired an interview with Jose Carrera, the Director of Clinical Services at St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing. Mr. Carrera spoke of an ongoing program at St. Vincent that evaluates an at-risk child's physical and emotional well-being. Some of those children are in foster care. Today we look at a different facet of the foster care system, and current state's Kevin Lavery joins me now to tell us more. Kevin, you met someone who's recently been trained to study foster care cases.
I did, Mark. In 1984, the state of Michigan created the Foster Care Review Board program. It's made up of citizen volunteers outside the system who review mostly randomly selected cases to ensure that foster care kids are indeed getting the proper support. Last week was the annual training for that program. I spoke with two people about this. Kelly Wagner is the Director of Child Welfare Services for the Michigan Supreme Court, which administers the program. I also met Dr. Margaret Hale Smith. She's the Dean of Students at Glen Oaks Community College in Centerville, and she's a brand new review board member. First, Kelly Wagner told me what foster care review board members are looking for.
They'll be looking generally for three broad issues, the first being the child's safety. When the state takes the drastic step of removing a child from his or her home, our number one issue needs to be that child's safety in his or her placement. They'll also be looking at the child's well-being, and these are things like, how is the child progressing in foster care? Are his educational needs being met? Are his physical and mental health needs being met as well? And then the third category is what we call timely permanency. We say timely, which it's very important to note that a child's sense of time is very, very vastly different than an adult's sense of time. So we want to ensure that the children receive timely permanency. So they take that information during the review, and they develop a report that they send to the court with recommendations.
When you talk about timely permanency, are there levels of permanency? And what I'm getting at here is children are in different placements. They're in different settings. Sometimes they're with another family member. Sometimes they're in a more of a residential facility. Are there levels of permanency that move toward an ultimate goal?
Permanency is the ultimate goal. There's adoption if termination of parental rights is required. There is guardianship, placement with another fit and willing relative, and another planned permanent living arrangement.
Margaret, you are going through the training right now to be a volunteer foster care review board member. What has compelled you to do this?
I live in a very rural area. You're just about as far south in Michigan as you can go before you're in a different state where I live. But it's rural. As a matter of fact, we're the seed corn capital of the world in St. Joe County. I am an educator, but I'm also very involved in my community. And one of the things that you cannot ignore is the fact that we have a very high rate of drug problems there, particularly meth, which is sort of the plague that we all deal with. Unfortunately, a lot of the homes that are trying to cook this nonsense have children, and so we have a very high rate of children being removed from the homes as their parents deal with this problem. Seeing this and understanding this, I saw on the website that they were looking for volunteers to work with foster care. And I'm already involved at the college because I'm very much aware of Western Michigan's efforts to keep children who are aging out of the system, get them in college and work with their unique needs. So I'm a part of that network. So this is just an extension of my interest in children and my desire to want to make a significant positive difference in their lives.
So living in that rural environment and seeing these circumstances, also you say you're an educator, you're the dean of students at a community college. Do you firsthand see the educational challenges that foster kids are facing?
Absolutely. One of the major problems is the fact that foster children who are ready for college need a safe place to stay. Unfortunately, we don't have residence halls at my college. We're looking at that right now. So I'm always eager to get those children, those young people, they're not kids anymore, connected to Western and other institutions that can meet their needs and are interested in meeting their specific kinds of needs.
We're talking with Kelly Wagner, the Director of Child Welfare Services for the Michigan Supreme Court, also with Margaret Hale Smith, who is an educator and also a volunteer who will be serving on a foster care review board. Kelly, in years past, the foster care review board system has come up with annual reports. 1 year, the focus was on parent-child visitations, and the report says that good, planned parental visits are at the heart of reunification, but it also says that those visits don't always produce the healthy interactions that bring families back together. How is that being worked on?
This is a difficult issue because of the limited resources that the child welfare system has. So efforts are really being coordinated at a local level. For instance, in Cass County, Judge Susan Dobrich has taken a very active role in this issue after seeing the statistics and seeing the positive effects of offering more parenting time when reunification is, in fact, the goal. And so she and her group, her DHHS, all her service, her community service providers, et cetera, have really focused on this issue, and now they have reached out to churches and other community organizations to see if they would be willing to step up and supervise visitation, and also make it so that it's not just parenting time at a DHHS office, which is typically a sterile environment. They want to make parenting time more family-like, more realistic. So if you can have parenting time where you're utilizing the skills that you're being taught, that's what we want to see. That's what produces the best results.
And I imagine you have to emotionally prepare both parent and child for these regular meetings.
Correct. Typically, both the child and the parents are very, very excited to see each other during parenting time. And I can't say enough good things about the importance of more frequent parenting time.
Margaret, any thoughts on this? You're shaking your head knowingly here.
Well, I don't know if it's knowingly. I just know the power of relationships and how important it is that we allow people to keep those connections. One of the things I heard yesterday from Judge Sykes that was so important and really resonated with me was that he made the statement that we don't always know how critical it is that these children have a chance to be with the parents. Even in what we consider bad situations, that was still their home. And so if we help them, the parents, develop the kind of parenting skills that are more positive, we still want to allow them, as Kelly said, to practice those new skills and give those children a sense that the fact that their parents are still there close by.
As a new board member, Margaret, how much interaction are you envisioning having with parents, foster care parents, children, with anybody who is involved in the system, having a one-on-one relationship with them when necessary?
I'm a type A person, which means I'm totally involved and committed when I take on a new role. So I am looking forward to doing a good job. When I hear from Kelly and from others that I'm making a significant contribution, that's what's important to me.
And what are you learning from this training that is eye-opening or challenging as you're hearing it?
I'm hearing the impact of early childhood development and the impact on the brain at the infant stage has really been eye-opening to me. I consider myself pretty well-read as an educator, but that's one area that is childhood development. I'm not aware of how seriously we can injure our children and how seriously the early stages are involved in the synapses of the brain and the entire physiological aspects of brain development. So that has really made a significant impact on what I've learned today, or I should say on increasing my understanding of that today.
We're talking with Kelly Wagner, the Director of Child Welfare Services for the Michigan Supreme Court, also with Margaret Hale Smith, who is an educator and also a volunteer who will be serving on a foster care review board. Kelly, would you say we have a strong foster care system in Michigan? I realize that's a broad term, but is it generally functional to the level that it's serving the best interest of kids?
Our foster care system, if you look at it from 10 years ago compared to today, there are considerable, noticeable, positive things going on. So yes, Michigan's foster care system has definitely improved over the past 10 years, and most notably over the past 4 to 5 years under the leadership of former Justice and then DHHS Director Maura Corrigan. She's put a lot of resources and spent a lot of personal time trying to improve the foster care system, and it's seen quite a few rewards from that.
And where do we still need to go?
Well, all systems can be improved. I think some of the areas that we could improve on are reunification a little bit more timely. And our maltreatment and care numbers are still a little bit concerning, although we are now above what the federal level requires. So we've met our target on that. But anytime you have maltreatment while in foster care, it is a concern. So we want to get that number down to zero.
Margaret, you are a professional educator, but this is not really like the classroom. Are you emotionally prepared for this volunteer job?
I certainly believe I am. One of the things you might want to know about me is that I'm a single parent myself, and I didn't go to college until I was nearly 40 years old. So my background is probably pretty similar to some of the people that are struggling with some of these very issues. I'm just grateful that I was more prepared to be able to handle it and had a very strong support system in parents and extended families that helped me do a decent job, I hope. I don't know what my son would say as a parent, but absolutely, I'm looking forward to this, to growing and learning in this new challenge.
Kelly Wagner is Director of Child Welfare Services for the Supreme Court of Michigan. Margaret Hale-Smith is a professional educator. She's the Dean of Students at Glen Oaks Community College. Ladies, thanks for having time for me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'd very much like to thank Margaret and all of the other Foster Care Review Board volunteers for their very important input and commitment to the foster care system.
Thank you, Kelly.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.